Welcome to the LYC Podcast. We are a youth community that believes in loving people and meeting them where they are. Our desire is that through this message, God's love for you is confirmed, your hope in Jesus is renewed, and your faith is awakened.
Week number four. Everybody knows week number four? Anybody keeping count? What did we talk about last week? Oh my goodness. Reading God's word, literally, make your faith your own. And the week before that, exercise your faith. The week before that, it was just the introduction. So the first week, we kind of overview in the past. Let me just give you an overview of this series. So make your faith your own. Why that's important is because if your faith is not your own, it will only be temporary. And if it's temporary, that means it literally will not last. And let me tell you something. You need to have faith in Jesus because God gives us so much. He gives us salvation. He gives us blessings. He gives us protection, healing, strength, peace. So many things God has for you. And he has proven himself in sending his son Jesus, in giving us the Holy Spirit to not just have salvation eternally, but also life to the full today and now. So we need what God has. I want what God has. We should be people who want what God has for us. So make our faith our own. This is essential. This is crucial. This is something we need. So it's important. And we kind of started this and kind of laid this foundation out for us, how the next couple weeks are going to go. Last week, we talked about reading God's word. Tonight, we're going to be talking about guarding our hearts. Guarding our hearts. Philippians, I'm going to go back to our main scripture for this series, Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, where it says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is good, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. So the reason why this is important, Because literally, heaven and hell are real places. If your faith is not your own, if you don't work out your own faith, there's a reality at play here. So we need to be people who are making our faith in Jesus, the hope that we have in God, the realization that God loves us, that should be our own. It shouldn't be our parents. That we're just doing something because our parents bring us to church, or doing something because a friend of ours always invites us to church. But our faith should be our own, as God died for us personally. Jesus came and died for us personally. So title of tonight's message is simple as this. It's guarding your heart. Guarding your heart. This is one of our four fence posts. And these fence posts that we're going to talk about, and we have two more after this, but these fence posts really are practical ways for you to start making your faith your own. They're priorities that you should have, checks and balances that help you determine why you might feel off in your faith walk, or how you can grow in your faith walk. So last week we talked about reading God's word. Tonight we're talking about guarding your heart. So here is my main idea for the night. My main thing I want to say to you tonight. To make your faith your own, you need to realize that ultimately it is your responsibility to guard your heart. It's your responsibility. Your mom and your dad can do so much for so long when it comes to putting different systems at play, when it comes to guarding you. Like, they have probably parental locks on your phone. They probably have, don't go there, don't hang out this. Like, there's things that your parents do to what? Protect you. See, and one day you're going to have to make the decision who's going to protect yourself. And because we live in a world that harm comes and stuff that we don't even realize are actually harmful to us, there's a real battle at play for your life. So the Bible says in Proverbs 4, verse 23, it says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." It determines the course of your life. Think of it like a guard tower. You guys know, like those, like Shrek. I'm thinking of Shrek. Remember when they had like the tower where the princess was up top and Shrek came? So not that this is in the movie, but you know, they put guards in front of the guard tower, right? Why'd they do that? They put guards in place to protect what's inside from things that are trying to get in and harm, and also from helping and protect what's inside from getting out. So a guard's responsibility is to protect from what's wanting to come in and to keep what's good on the inside. So guarding your heart is like putting guards in place to protect it, keeping bad out, but also keeping good safe and inside. So the reason why this is relevant at all is because making your faith your own, remember, it's in Jesus. We are believers and followers, disciples of Jesus. So that comes with what? A renewal of your heart. God gives you a new heart when your faith is in Christ. He makes new. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. So when your faith is your own, you've already made the decision, I'm going to trust and follow Jesus. I'm going to believe that he came and died for me, rose for me, and I'm going to believe that I have now new life because he loves me and died for me. Your faith is your own when you realize that. So you have a new heart, but we have to protect the heart that Jesus gave us. So this is my first point, my point number one, my truth number one. My heart is valuable. Your heart, you need to write this down. And I want you to, I went back and forth. Should I put my heart or your heart? No, I kept it my heart because I want you to see that it is your heart. When you're reading that, my heart is valuable. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. My heart is valuable because he gave me a new heart. And that's why it needs protecting, because like Proverbs 4 says, it determines the course of your life. It determines the course of your heart. God is literally saying, guard it above all else because it determines so much. And we should remember that because your heart is the essence of who you are. And it's where all your dreams are, your desires are, and your passions live. This is why God tells us to guard it, to guard what's inside, because he's placed good in there. What he wants to give you is good things. When we become followers of Jesus, he gives us a new heart. He wants to be with us. He wants to be in our hearts. What was in our hearts before Jesus, he, because of our faith now in him, he wants to replace that and be in there and live in there. We have to protect that because it is valuable. Our new heart is valuable. And he gives us this as a warning and an instruction because he understands the power of it. So we should make guarding our heart a priority. Prioritize these fence posts, but above all else, prioritize the protecting of what's inside. Protect yourself. Because your heart, believe it or not, your heart is not a leader. It is a follower. Because it follows things. You know, the saying like, follow your heart. Well, that's true because it follows things. Point number two is this. Your heart is under attack. My heart is under attack. My heart is under attack. Left to its own and without God, it's evil, desperately desiring its own self for it to be led, for it to follow after its own desires and its own taste. It's also attacked when the world has free range to it. What we consume, what we put in, what we take in through our eyes and our ears, we live off of. You know, you eat junk food, you're going to feel crappy. You eat good protein, good food, you're going to feel good. The saying, like I said, following your heart is not really the best saying, not really something that we should just, you know, put in our Instagram bios is like, I'm a follower of my own heart. That's kind of silly, ridiculous. I hope that's not in your bio. Take it out. I mean, that would be my encouragement. So following your heart isn't actually something that's good. It's damaging because our heart leads us places that can hurt us, that get us into tough situations. That you know how I know that? Because we get stuff wrong. We've liked things before that have hurt us. We've given our heart to a person and they've let us down. There's mistakes that have been made, right? And our heart really does have it desires to follow something. So we have to guard it. Society has directed and led us to embracing and consuming a lifestyle of sinful behaviors. Our heart wants things that are entertaining, delicious, appetizing. Like, I love good food. But I love entertainment. I love stuff that, you know, makes me feel good. All this dopamine that we put in ourselves. Our phones are so fun and awesome. Like, never before have we been able to laugh, cry, and all this stuff at the same time just because of one thing. Talk about our phones, how really addicting they are. I'm telling you guys, this stuff is real. This stuff isn't just stuff that we're like, yeah, okay, dude. Like, you're talking about all of this, but like, I got it under control. I promise you that. No, like, really, I'm telling you this is something to warn you, because I want to encourage you that says you can overcome, you can guard yourself, because it's Jesus who gives us the strength. But it is our responsibility to take what God has given us and to take responsibility and guard our own hearts. Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10 says this: the human heart is the most deceitful of all things and is desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. I give all people their due rewards according to what their actions deserve. Like, we have a propensity, a leaning without Jesus to go the wrong way. That's why when we're followers of Jesus, when we're following after him, we can't go back to our old. We are a new creation, so we can remember and remind ourselves to go and lean towards the light, lean towards Jesus, lean toward his truth. And I want to give you guys some ways to guard your heart. And I love that the Bible is so practical. Go back up to Proverbs 4. We're going to read 23 through 27, because I read at the beginning 23, and I think it really is the main thing. But 24 through 27 really gives us practical ways to walk this out. So 23 says this: guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. 24 says this: avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. I'll give you guys a Gen Z version of this. Jokes and dark humor really is something that we should stay away from. Look, I love laughing. Crude humor is like, it's so stupid, and sometimes it's so bad that like, we trained our minds to really like take that in as like, that's really funny because that's so out of pocket. Like, that's so crazy. And yeah, like, dark humor, jokes, that's something we should avoid doing. 25 says this: look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. And this is daily, this is hourly, living a life that is after Jesus. 26 says this: mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on a safe path. This is why we have our fence post that we're going to go through. We went through reading God's word, but also fence post being in godly community, protecting yourself, guarding your heart. And 27 says this: don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from falling to evil. We live in a world that is constantly distracting us. Constantly distracting us. We naturally drift. And the enemy and the world wants to speed this process up. But we are to anchor ourselves in the hope that we have in God, the truth that we have in Jesus, the fence post that we've talked about. We can anchor ourselves in these things, because before you know it, when you get so far away, you don't even realize how you got there. It's like being in an ocean. You don't realize how far you drifted because of the current, but then you look up and the place that you were is like way down there. Like, we, in a way, drift. So we should protect everything that comes in. Protect our hearts, because things are trying to get in. Media, social media, entertainment, movies, songs, all of those things, their business is getting into people, because they know that it affects them, changes how they think, and they can profit off of it. Look, I'm not trying to be so crazy and weird about this, but social media, entertainment, movies, TV shows, music, books, like, these things, without guarding ourselves, they get in our lives, they get in our heart, and they affect how we think and how we feel. I'm going to give you guys I got some funny stories. You guys like scary movies? That's right. This is a good Christian youth group. I remember my first scary movie I watched when I was younger. I'm not going to tell you what the name of it was, but I was probably like, you know, 12, 13, something like that. I was at my friend's house, and he wanted to watch a scary movie. And we were just at his house, and it was late. We throw it on, and it's a movie that's like really low budget and low quality, which makes it more eerie because it feels more real. And we were watching it, and like he fell asleep, but like I couldn't fall asleep, and I was like, holy crap. Like, and it was affecting me. And I remember like he was asleep. Like we were downstairs at his house, and like I remember like the movie went off, and I'm like, Bro, are you awake? Are you dead? Did it get you? But I remember like it affected me so much where like I couldn't sleep that night. And you know, it's at your friend's house, so he didn't get you like a pillow and a blanket. I had to like take a little towel out and put myself there, like, man, I'll tell you, it was not fun. I was scared. That movie that I watched that was entertaining, that was meant to, we just put it on, man, it got in my head. It made me see like shadows that really weren't there. Like I was like, yo, I was like, I dare you. Like I was like, I was not having it. Like I was freaking out. I was bugging. I know you, that's a Gen Z word I use, bugging. And all that to say, like these, like things that we watch, like they do stuff to us. We watch comedy shows, and we watch these comedians that, you know, yeah, they kind of say some dark stuff, like they kind of say some offensive stuff. Yeah, we get that into us. Like we start thinking we're funny, but really we're making fun of people, and that's not the will of God either. Like watching scary movies, being scared. You know how I know that's wrong, and how we shouldn't be people who are consuming that, because God, he doesn't want us to be scared. He says to not be fearful. The Bible says to not be afraid, but be confident and secure. You know how I know that you guys are affected by the things that you're putting in your ears and in your eyes? The music we listen to, like the sad music we listen to, like the hardcore music we listen to, like the music affects us. I know your Swifties are talking like, Taylor Swift has no effect on me whatsoever. Yeah, right. Taylor Swift, like, I'm telling you guys, like, this stuff we put in our ears, like, it affects us. It makes us think things that aren't really actually stuff that we should be thinking of. God tells us, like, if we're listening to sad music, we're going to be sad. God tells us to be people who are full of joy and love. And this is another thing, watching tempting content, social media, has taken so many people into temptation. Like, it's a tempting place. Falling into temptation, because a lot of music and a lot of social media things are sexually perverse, are trying to tempt us in certain ways. God wants us to live pure and of self-control. The enemy wants to desensitize us, to get us to not think these things are a big deal. Because we're listening to this types of music. We're listening to this, and it's talking about this and this. And I'm like, yeah, I know it's bad, but it sounds good. I know it's a bad movie. I know that, but it's a cool movie. We can't fall into those traps. We can't fall into those traps, because that's what the enemy is laying, literally, is traps. We have to be people who have self-control, but also are guarding ourselves, guarding our hearts. We have to be mindful of what we're letting in. To our heart, through our eyes and our ears. Because these things, they corrode and they rust the innermost things that God has planted in there. God has placed sweet things in there. And the world, what the world wants to do is take those out. He wants to take out the truth that God put in there. Like I said, this stuff matters, and we pretend like it doesn't. We pretend like it's okay to keep, you know, listening to that one artist. It's okay to keep doing that. It's okay to keep watching those movies. It's okay. Like, I get it. But we have to remember the truth, that we should be above these things. We should not be tempted to go low to these things, but we should be, no, like, I actually don't need that. I can actually find something different. We need to guard our heart, because we have an enemy who wants to steal it and destroy it. Remember, there is a fight going on for your life. Heaven and hell are fighting over you. Our heart is under attack, but it's safe. Here's the thing, it's safe in God's hands. It's safe in God's hands, because he can do no wrong. His love, his protection, his blessing is for us. And when we trust him, When our faith is our own and we trust him and we're wanting to grow and become more like him and following more after him, he helps us heal our heart. He helps us strengthen our heart, and he helps us protect our heart. Our heart is a valuable thing. It's worth protecting because it's under attack. Point number three is determining what is in my heart is how I make my faith my own. You have to remember what's in your heart. What is in your heart? Philippians 4, verses 6 through 8 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about the things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Our hearts must be renewed. Our hearts, we have to ask God to renew our hearts, to renew our minds. Our faith in Jesus gives us a new heart. We are a new creation because of him. Our old self is dead, our new self now living in Christ. That's the gift that he gives us. And we can't forget that. That's why water baptism is, I love it. And I think you should all be water baptized, but it serves as such a great reminder that, oh yeah, yeah. Like I don't have to fall into that because I'm a new creation. Like I've been baptized. Like I know better. Like I gave my life to Jesus. I remember. These reminders are just that. And we should remember that, like, God gave his life for us in the worst way someone could give their life, by dying on a cross, by like suffering torture. We can be people who sacrifice our Instagram time, our movies, our social, like we can be people who are sacrificing as well, because the love that he poured out to us, if we love Jesus, if we say we love God, we have to be people who are sacrificing too. So guarding your heart above all else, our hearts need to be renewed. If your heart is unhealthy, it threatens everything. If your heart is unhealthy, it threatens relationships. It threatens dreams. If your heart isn't healthy, it threatens so much. We have to invite God into our heart. If he's not there, we're all talking about this because we've invited God into our hearts. If you have not made that decision to invite God into your heart, I encourage you to do so, because that is the start of everything, and there's so much good that comes. God is so good to us. God is so good. He wants to just pour out his love on you. He wants to do so that he can renew you. He can heal you. He can cleanse you. And one way to keep your heart pure and your heart protected is by filling it with God's word. Filling it with God's word. That's why we read our Bible. That's why we listen to worship music, putting in God's word. And what it does is it pushes out all the other stuff. You got some stuff in your heart that you need to work on. You got some unforgiveness that you got going on. You got some pain. You got some heartache. You got some bitterness. You put some of that word of God in you, it's going to flesh out the other stuff. And that truth that gets to grow in you, it's sweeter than anything you could even fathom. To do so, to live in this way with this peace that God gives us. I love that he gives us so much. And we often think so little of ourselves, but what we have to give, we should still give it. I know that it feels like we can never measure up, and in a way we can't, but God still wants for what little we have to give to him. And in doing so, that's like choices that you have to make, the choices that you get to make to live for God. Because our bodies, it's like I said before, our bodies filled with junk food you're going to feel pretty crappy. But a life filled with healthy things, putting in the right things, your heart is going to grow. You're going to be healthier and stronger. And if Jesus dwells in our hearts, he changes everything. He can change everything naturally. Like I said, our hearts produce all kinds of evil things that defile us. But Jesus is the one who cleanses our hearts so that they can become pure and loving. If Jesus dwells in your heart, he becomes the center of your life. And our faith can be our own and something that lasts. And that's why Jesus needs to be in our heart, because ultimately, there's so much that comes from him. There's so much that comes from him. And that's why we get to choose to trust him in it. We have needs. We have things that we have in us that we need his help with. We have situations that we have no answers for. We have situations that hurt, that we need his healing hands to take care of. We have to guard our heart, because what he's given us is so valuable. And
we hope you've been inspired by this word. To help awaken your faith on a regular basis, subscribe now so you can be alerted when we have a new message. Thank you so much for listening.